And good morning, this is Pastor Dewey from My Heart to Yours. Lately I've been talking about emotions, and I preached on emotions last Sunday at the Baptist Church in Reserve. And don't forget our revival in Reserve, August 14, 15, and 16. Please keep us in your prayers. The revival is open to all, and it's August 14, 15, and 16 at the Reserve Baptist Church in Reserve, New Mexico. Let's power down now and be still before Him. Remember the power of quiet as you accept the renewal invitation of Jesus and exchange your burdens and knots for His peace and restoration. You know, there's a great study, Master Life, I've mentioned this many times, by Avery T. Willis, Jr., and I encourage you to read the book Master Life, all right, by Avery T. Willis. And this is a study from his book, Stepping Into Action, Emotions. Here's what action means. A stands for acknowledge the emotion. C, consider why you have it. T, thank God that He will help you master it. I, identify the biblical response to it. Always respond to things biblically. O is for obey the Holy Spirit's leading. N is for nurture the appropriate fruit of the Spirit. There's so many emotions. Emotions are running high in the country and in the church. The first step is to acknowledge your emotions. Denying or suppressing your feelings does not help. Have you ever heard someone shout through clenched teeth, "I am not angry! I'm not angry!" The words are entirely different from the emotion communicated. You can deal with an emotion only if you recognize it and admit it. Jesus did not try or deny or suppress His grief as He faced the cross, but admitted that He was distressed. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with Him, and He began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then He said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with Me." Matthew 26, 37, 38. Burying emotion can cause it to emerge in an unhealthy way later. Suppressing emotions can make you physically ill. Oh, that's happening so much. As well as add to the emotional load you carry. People are carrying so many emotions. I dealt with that all Saturday, and I come home exhausted. Learning to identify or react or exact emotion, to identify or your exact emotion will help you acknowledge your feelings. For example, you may think you are just feeling sad when a closer look reveals that you actually feel lonely, abandoned, helpless, or overwhelmed. Giving an exact name to an emotion helps with the latter steps of this action plan. We must consider why we have this emotion, why you have the emotion. A second step toward mastering an emotion is to consider why you have it. After you have acknowledged a feeling, it is important to understand why you are experiencing it. Doing this may not be as simple as you think. Sometimes an event that occurred hours or days before is still in your subconsciousness, causing an emotional reaction. Identifying the underlying cause of an emotion is a big step toward mastering your reaction to the emotion. Sometimes you may be able to identify the feeling, but when you try to determine the cause of it, you are clueless, or perhaps you sense that your emotion is out of proportion to the event that caused it. For example, you may know that you feel a deep sense of anger because your boss overlooked your name in your company's award ceremony, but you are puzzled about why an oversight like this should evoke such strong feelings. Or you may know that you feel rejected and hurt when a friend forgets a luncheon engagement with you, but you do not understand why you have such difficulty accepting her apology. The person who reacts strongly to a boss who forgets to announce an award may learn that he or she feels victimized when relating to authority figures because of a painful childhood relationship with a parent. The person who feels strongly or lonely and abandoned after an appointment falls through may still be struggling unconsciously with a childhood feeling of abandonment. I'm going to talk to you more in the coming days about this action plan dealing with emotions. Remember that action plan. Action stands for A, acknowledge the emotion. C, consider why you have it. T, thank God that He will help you master it. I, identify the biblical response to it. O, obey the Holy Spirit's leading. N, nurture the appropriate fruit of the Spirit. You know, with my relationship with my Lord, which I wish I had 20, 30 years ago, I try not to respond to anything without praying and hearing from the Holy Spirit and have a biblical response to everything in my life. A biblical response to everything in my life. From my heart to yours, this is Pastor Dewey. God bless you and yours forever and ever.